There's a great line in How to Be Single about the generation that it is made for. And that is that all of the women in Sex and the City seem to be essentially independent women, but really they were always looking for boyfriends. And as such, that's the contradiction of How to Be Single itself. It, on one level, it works as a feminist comedy. Really, this is a movement forward in terms of demystifying the mystery of women, which arguably could be used to suppress their rise to power. And another level could also make the same claim that by sort of demystifying sex and demystifying the female body parts through humor, you're also sort of relieving some of the power that comes from keeping the mystery. So there is where How to Be Single lies. It falls both as a gross-out humor comedy along the lines of Bridesmaids, Knocked Up, sort of the Judd Apatow line of movies that were made for men that has been translated into movies made for women, Bridesmaids, movies like that, that all seem to feature Rebel Wilson, the former malaria survivor from Australia, who happens to have made a really nice career over being really the funniest person in basically every scene she's in, and all playing variations of the same role, which is to say the person who gets really drunk at a wedding and isn't afraid to have fun with it. Also, we have Dakota Johnson, the daughter of Melanie Griffith, playing the girl next door from Portland, in this case. And there, it's a movie full of good comedic timing, funny events. There's the guy from Workaholics, Durs. And what we have is, what we've seen is that generation of sort of bridesmaid humor, that very pro-sexual female, that brand of feminism has now made it sort of not shocking to hear lots of sort of crude jokes about genitals from the voice of a woman. And if that can be seen as progress, then this is a triumph. At the same time, the movie is sort of conventional in that everyone in the movie is either wrestling with trying to meet somebody, or ultimately the message is that you're empowered by being single, but by watching, you know, 150 or 100 minutes of people really struggling to meet a guy, that it's hard to just sort of say that at the very end, like, it's fine just to be yourself and be single, when all you're watching is somebody sort of struggling to really fight over a guy or have guys fight over them in some sort of reinvention of the Sleeping Beauty myth for a waking life of the New York City modern female. What we have, of course, is similar to the movie Intern by Anne Hathaway. We have this sort of female fantasy where you can be sort of a billionaire startup, as in the Rebel Wilson character, who happens to secretly just be a billionaire and be working just for the fun of it. Really, work turns out to be a place where you just go to have fun and meet guys, and ultimately you just become super rich by doing something that nobody understands, which is a millennial trait and probably involves Mark Zuckerberg being some type of a hero or anti-hero. But in any case, How to Be Single is thought-provoking, and at its base level, it's just pretty funny.